gentlemen, welcome to class number 71 of the Ramp to the Highway of Success course for young men. I am Daniel White, the third chairman of the National Association to Save Young Black Men in partnership with the Martin Luther King Senior Institute for young men and young women. The Institute aims to honor the legacy of Reverend Martin Luther King Sr., commonly referred to as Daddy King, whom God used to raise the great leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our purpose is to guide young men and young women and help them to get on the pathway to becoming kings and queens, if you will, for the glory of God. I am your instructor for this course and the author of the Essence National best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Men, and the Amazon.com best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Women. We are using that book, Letters to Young Black Men, as the text and its study guide to guide you through the course. The study guide was developed with the help of Mrs. Jamie McCallum, MDiv, Truett Theological Seminary, Reverend Charles Garrett, MDiv, Southwestern Theological Seminary, and my youngest son, Daniel Ezekiel White, who is in his third year of college. My oldest son helped to put the classes together for several years, Daniel White the fourth. The first study guide was already done by the aforementioned people, and my baby son, Daniel Ezekiel White, is producing the second study guide for the second book. This course is for all young men, but especially for young black men and young men of color who oftentimes have a difficult journey in this great country called America and in the world. I call this class the Ramp to the Highway of Success because my goal is to get you on the ramp. As a man, you ought to be able to make it from there. Out of respect for you as a young man, my job is to get you on the ramp and point you in the right direction, not to tell you every detail once you get onto the highway of success. God will meet you there. God will be with you. And with God, you can do great things, young man. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for creating us and we thank you for redeeming us through your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, help every young man under under the sound of my voice to come to know you as Savior, Lord Jesus. And help them, Lord, to repent of their sins, to turn from their old evil ways, and to truly be saved and to get on the right path in life, to be successful and victorious, and to lead others in the same direction. For your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. This is part four of our lesson titled, Oh, the Mistakes I've Made. Job 14:1 says, Man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. Henry Ward Beecher said, "Troubles are often the tools by which God fashions us for better things." Ann Landers said, "If I were asked to give what I consider the single most useful bit of advice for all humanity, it would be this: expect trouble as an inevitable part of life, and when it comes, hold your head high, look it squarely in the eye, and say, 'I will be bigger than you. You cannot defeat me.'" Gentlemen, Jesus said in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer." But be of good cheer. That word "but" changes everything. "But be of good cheer." Why? Because I have overcome the world. Dear friends, some years ago I preached a sermon titled "Songs in the Night." In that sermon, I brought up the idea of God-ordained troubles and self-imposed troubles. Well, I have had some of both, but I am going to mainly deal with self-imposed troubles. In other words, I'm going to deal with the troubles I brought upon myself. Young black men, remember this. Galatians 6:7 says in the Holy Word of God, the Holy Bible, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." The main trouble I brought upon myself stemmed from my bad attitude as a teenager. When I got into my early teens, I developed a very bad attitude, particularly toward my dad. I knew how to play the hate dad, love mom game very well. I don't really know why I despised my dad so much during. I don't really know why I despised my dad so much during those days, other than the fact that he was a preacher. But I will say this: if a father does not lead the family in the way he should, and if he does not spend quality time with his children, those children will probably grow up bitter toward him. Anyway, I had a really bad attitude toward my father, talking back, accusing him of abusing my mother, etc. Well, one day I was in the bathroom with the door locked, doing my usual running off at the mouth and talking back to my dad because he wouldn't let me have the car or something. I thought I was safe with the door locked. A friend of mine, my dad, got tired of my talking back, and he tore the door down and burst into the bathroom. I thought I was going to die that very hour. I thought I had seen the end of my days. Son, you can avoid a whole lot of trouble by maintaining a good and positive attitude. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue these lessons in our next class, and I will continue talking about some of the mistakes I've made. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That day I should have been severely chastised by my father, but he did not choose to do so. But he certainly did scare the daylights out of me. So help these young men to understand the importance of choosing to show respect for their elders and to have the right attitude and spirit and to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and take a more positive approach to life and be a blessing and a help to others. Most importantly, help them to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. For I displayed these demonic attitudes before I trusted Christ as Savior, even though I was in church every Sunday. So, Lord, help them to understand they must be born again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. In closing today, dear friend, you might recall I said in the past, and I'll say it again, Tony Dungy, the first black coach to win the Super Bowl and the host of NBC's Sunday Night Football, said, "You are never going to get anywhere in sports or in life until you become convinced of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You may become a professional athlete or have fame and nice cars and nice houses and a lot of money. But what you'll find is that all of that stuff goes away pretty quickly. You have to understand that Christ died for our sins and that he died not just to be our Savior, but so that he could be the center of our lives. Now, like many of you, I grew up in a very religious and church-going family. And during that time, I often heard the phrase, being saved. Now, much of what the church people I grew up around said being saved was back then, especially in my community, is wrong according to the Bible. I wrote an article about it titled On Being Saved in Black America, which is available for you to read free of charge on our website at gospellightsociety.com. Right now, I want to share with you very briefly what the Bible says being saved really is. First, understand, dear friend, that you need to be saved because you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, understand that a horrible punishment, that is eternal hell, awaits those who are not saved. In Matthew 25:41, Jesus Christ said that God will say to those who are not saved, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Third, realize that God loves you very much and wants to save you from hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to be saved from hell today and be guaranteed a home in heaven when you die, simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you shall be saved. Simply believe in Jesus Christ, that he died, was buried, and rose from the dead for your sins and for mine and the entire world's. And then call upon him in prayer and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. If he can save me, he can save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou, you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, I'll see you for our next class. God bless you.